This topic pertains to producers out there involved in the cow-calf enterprise. And you likely know that your profit levels have seen better days compared to what we have today. We're going to talk here about a study that's been conducted at Kansas State University. It's an ongoing effort to track the differences between high, medium, and low profit cow-calf producers. Joining us is K-State agricultural economist Dustin Pendle. He's been involved in this project the last couple of years. And before we go any further, we might just explain your objective in tracking this, Dustin.
So yeah, the objective in tracking this, Eric, is to get a better feel of what's been going on over the last 3 to 4, 5 years, looking at the profitability of the cow-calf returns using the KFMA database.
And you'd have to say, to set the table here, that the last round of data you have for 2015 suggested that things aren't so rosy in cow-calf production from the economic standpoint.
Yeah, that's correct. And what we saw in the 2015 data, cow-calf producers experienced one of the largest year-to-year drops in the economic returns over the past 40-plus years. And in 2014, the average returns over variable costs were almost $575 a head. But then you compare that to 2015 data, the average return over variable costs were about $50 a head. So it's almost a $525 difference.
And you can't say that this is necessarily a product of what we call the cattle cycle, although that is involved here, isn't it?
Yes, it is involved, but there's a lot of other factors that go into play, whether it's domestic demand, international trade, etc. So there's a lot of other factors, I think, that are contributing to this as well.
But the point of your study here was to try to pin those down and answer the questions as to why we see this drop off and why we see differences amongst various cow-calf enterprises.
Correct. And I think we'll go one step further is once we can figure out what those differences are, what can producers do to maybe try to mitigate some of those lower returns?
Well, then get into the meat and potatoes of the study here and how you address these questions and precisely what you were seeking out here.
So yeah, to address these questions, we used cow-calf enterprise cost data and returns data from the Kansas Farm Management Association for individual producers. And we took the data from these individual producers and we divided them into 3 profitability categories, high, medium, and low, based on a per cow return to management. And to reduce a problem of random differences, say, in weather. So if we had really good year in the southwest part of the state, but maybe in the northwest, it was a bad part. So to try to reduce those random events, we looked over a time frame, a multi-year average between 2011 and 2015. And what we found was over that time frame, there was an average loss of almost $100 per cow. And the top third of those producers fared much better than the average producer.
So you made these comparisons over a few years' time, and you came up with some figures as to the returns to cow-calf production here. And what did the numbers say for that period?
So, yeah, if we look at just the average, you're looking at about $100 difference per cow. But then when you break it out across the various profit categories, the producers in that high profit or that top profit category, the net return was almost a positive $94 per head. Now, if you compare that to the low profit category, that was a little over $300 per head difference. And so even though on average they were losing $100 per head, clearly there are some producers that are able to make a positive profit. And so that's what we were really interested in investigating, is looking at that variability across those producers at this time frame that we investigated.
So then what did you focus on as far as the likely difference makers there that create that wide range between the high and the low profitability producer?
Yeah, given that large difference between your high and your low profitability producers, the reasonable question is, what are those factors that lead to those differences, like you just said? And looking at the data a little bit, the cost differences represent a much larger portion of the differences in net return when compared to your gross income. In fact, 77% of the difference in net return to management between your high and low profit producers is due to the costs. And the other 23% is due to gross income, which is primarily being driven by the weight of the calves sold.
But far and away, costs supersede the actual income that producers are seeking as they put together marketing plans to achieve the higher price.
Yes, absolutely. Again, almost three quarters of the difference is coming in the cost, where the other quarter is the income side.
So to get further into the story then, what costs are making the difference that create these particular variables?
So yeah, upon further investigation of the cost categories, feed expense has the largest absolute difference between your high profit and your low profit farms. And that difference was almost $170 per head.
So with that kind of a difference, what's happening with feed cost management that creates that range?
That's a good question. There was a fact sheet posted by a couple animal scientists at Iowa State University earlier this year that talked about 10 different ways in which producers could reduce their feed costs. And some of those things included enhancing pasture productivity, such as maybe soil sample, fertilizing the pasture, extending the grazing season, which could be things as grazing corn stalks, incorporating cover crops into the operation, maybe grazing wheat, incorporating alternate feeds, whether it's co-products of ethanol. Another one was minimize hay waste through either different storage methods and different feeding methods. And then their final suggestion to reduce the feed expenses was to improve record keeping. And the argument was, it's hard to improve on what you don't know or what you don't measure.
Point here is that costs can be managed, Dustin, but so many people put so much energy into striving for the highest sales price possible to maximize their returns. And the suggestion here is that they should invest more in their cost management.
Well, you know, I think both are important. Obviously, the higher price you can get, producers are going to want that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we were focused on is, you know, three quarters of this difference in net returns between your high and low profit are a result of your expenses, which the producers do definitely can control and have. And the one we looked at a fair amount was the feed expense, because there was a difference of almost $170 per head. Whereas if you look at the income side of things, producers generally don't control the price. They're more of a price taker as opposed to a price setter.
You have put together an article on this topic, and it really spells it out in vivid detail, what's happening not only over the last couple of years with cow-calf returns and expenses, but it goes even further back as far as 1975 data, right?
So, yeah, we've taken a look at the KFMA data, cow-calf enterprise data going back to 1975.
And that, just as an example, that information says some interesting things. For one thing, profitability on the average is only returning to producers 15% of the time. So it begs the question why producers are still in the game. And it does get back to what we've been visiting about here, that is management.
Yes, that is a really good question. When you take a look at the returns to total cost for the last 40 years, and only a handful of those years there's a positive number, it begs the question, why are people even doing this? But once you dig a little deeper into that data, year in, year out, there are producers who are earning positive profits. And that's where we tried to focus on, okay, what are the differences for those producers who are making money and who tend to lose money?
And once more, back to this variable that stands out so much, costs and feed costs in particular. This is being discussed at this series of top 10 considerations to navigate a struggling farm economy. You're working with colleagues in your department on that information, sharing it at that series of meetings, correct?
Yeah, Justin? So some of this information that we just talked about is being used in that extension meetings that we're holding throughout the state.
And those are continuing as this new year 2017 has come upon us now. So if you'd like to see more about that program and where it's taking place nearest your location, do go to agmanager.info or inquire at your local extension office. Once again, though, Dustin, this is good information for our cow-calf operators to consider as they think about forging their way through 2017, given the fact that cattle prices aren't expected to soar anytime soon. Appreciate the analysis right here. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, Eric.
He's Dustin Pendle, livestock economist at Kansas State University. And once more, the differences in cow-calf production and what leads to profitability over time and what has allowed certain producers to remain profitable as the returns to cow-calf production have been leaner over the last couple of years. This analysis just completed using Kansas Farm Management Association data, and agmanager.info has the article sharing the full story on this analysis. Give it a look, producers.